Hello everyone, this is part two of a reading of Two Girls, One Night by Rokichi, and this continues where, from part one, obviously, where Jaina is sent to Silver Moon City by her teacher after breaking up with Arthas, where she meets Sylvanas, who has never been kissed before, and one thing leads to another. Jaina slowly pulled her shirt over her head. Sylvanas caught Jaina's perky milky white breast sitting up, waiting to be ravished by the first mouth that wanted them. And Sylvanas wanted them badly. Jaina's breasts were round and just a little smaller than her own. He was well blessed by nature. Sylvanas felt a jerk of lust in her lower abdomen, and when she stared up at the young mage's beautiful breasts, she wanted to wrap her tongue around them, suck them and jerk them until Jaina would scream out her name and forget all about Arthas. Jaina was still looking into her eyes, her mouth partly opened, when her hand moved down and disappeared into her own panties. She bent her legs a little, and Sylvanas knew that Jaina had just put in a finger in her own white pussy. She wondered if it was juicy as her own. She wondered what it would taste like. She felt how she was quickly juicing up again by the thought of tasting Jaina, licking her inner core and swallowing every bit of what the young mage had to offer. After a moment, Jaina pulled her hand out of her panties. Sylvanas' eyes widened with lust when she saw glistening in the moonlight. The mage, still looking at Sylvanas, smeared her juice-covered finger all over her hard nipple. With a loud groan, Sylvanas sat up and pulled Jaina towards her. She had to taste that juice. Her eager mouth closed around the pink nipple as her tongue closed around it and licked up the juice. She sucked it hard. Now it was time for Jaina to moan out loud. Sylvanas could feel the young maid shiver under her touch. She switched breaths and started to suck the other one. Jaina's shivering body pressed hard to hers, begging for more. Sylvanas' hands found Jaina's panties and pulled them down her legs. She leaned back for a moment to look at the perfectly flat stomach and cute curly pubes underneath. With a smile, she looked up. "You're beautiful, Jaina. Arthur was a fool to break up with you," she said. Jaina blushed. Sylvanas gently pushed the blonde mage down and positioned herself between her legs. She then softly ran her hands down from Jaina's breasts under her stomach, where she rested. The elfin ranger licked her lips when she felt the constant throbbing between her own legs. She looked up at Jaina again. "To taste you completely," she said, as her hand found the wet folds of the blonde-headed girl. Jaina moaned and her hips buckled towards Sylvanas' hand. Sylvanas laughed softly. "Don't be impatient, just enjoy it." Jaina nodded, her deep blue eyes glazed over with lust. Sylvanas' own pussy was mercilessly throbbing for attention. Had it been drowning before, that was nothing to the state it was in now. Hot juice was flowing down her thighs and onto the floor, deliciously waiting for mouth to drink it. "Oh, fuck. Fuck." Landing over to Jaina's pussy, the lust shot through her veins. She pushed the girl's legs further apart on the full side of her. "Fuck." Thank you for listening.